and we will now convene a study session for the Mesa City Council. Today's date is May 21st. Again, we excuse Mr. Thompson and note for the record that Mr. Kavanaugh is en route. I'm sorry, we excuse Mr. Kavanaugh as well. First item is approval of minutes from the executive session held on April the 16th. Is there a motion in a second? All in favor, please say aye.
Aye.
Thank you. Next item on the agenda is to hear a presentation, discuss, and provide direction regarding development along the Main Street corridor from Gilbert to Power Road.
Mayor, Council, I'll go ahead and kick this off. Several months ago, you had asked staff to look at this particular corridor on Main Street between Gilbert and Power, drill down a bit, and share with you the findings we found as far as vacancy rates and land use and demographics. So we're here to share that information with you and get some feedback, and we have some ideas that we want to run by you that we could bring back in the future, but this is kind of the first discussion of that, and we wanted to share with you kind of what we found. Planning and economic development work together on this. John, unfortunately, is out ill, so Gordon is in his stead, but will do a fine job in answering any questions you may have. So Andrew's going to go ahead and kick things off for us.
Thank you.
Good morning, Mayor, members of the Council. Thank you for the opportunity to talk about the East Main study and some of the ideas that we may have to do some redevelopment in the area. What we have been asked to do is take a look at the Main Street corridor that's bordered between Gilbert and Power Road to the west and the east, and University and Southern to the north and the south. So to start off, we wanted to understand the existing area and then consider options for improvement. And then what we'll do is review some of the findings and discuss some next steps. So for this study, we wanted to look at the demographics of the area, both historically and currently as it is today, the land use in the area, vacancies with the commercial space in land and buildings, take a deeper dive into some of the businesses that are in the area, as well as the employment numbers, talk a little bit about sales tax, and then compare the corridor to the entire city, as well as a couple additional same size corridors along the McKellips Road and Southern Road corridors. So just taking a look at the map, we have the McKellips corridor in yellow at the top. The actual study corridor is in orange in the middle, and then the Southern Avenue is in yellow at the bottom. So taking a look at the demographic numbers, we can see that the East Main area in 2000 had a population of 29,000, and by 2014 we're up to about 32,000. Caveat to both the East Main number, Southern and City of Mesa, this was utilizing census data, so there are some county islands that are within these numbers. So they're a little bit higher elevated, but that's because of the census numbers. So East Main is currently 6% of the total Mesa population, and the percent change that they had over the period of time from 2000 to 2014 is a growth of 8.3%, which is a little bit less than the city's growth, as well as Southern Avenue's growth, but a bit, little bit higher population growth than McKellips Road corridor. So basically, we verified what we thought we knew about the area. We went into this having some ideas of what the area contained, but the study that we did really reaffirmed these ideas. So the area between Gilbert and Lindsay itself is more similar to the rest of the city. But as you go east of Lindsay, we start to see a higher percentage of the older population. So the east of Lindsay, the median age is mostly over 60, but a couple of the census tracts are actually higher at a median age of 73. Now, compared to the rest of the city, this corridor, the population is age 65 or greater, 39%, and the population of 65 or older for the rest of the city is only 14% of the population. So you can see that this is a higher concentration of our older citizens. Income-wise, 70% of the income in this study area is below $50,000 compared to the rest of the city, which is at 50%. And for the higher incomes, this study area only has 5% of the population with $100,000 median average, versus if we just look at McKellips, their median income is 27% higher than $100,000. And then this particular corridor has a lower amount of year-round residents. So 65% of the occupied dwellings are occupied year-round versus 82% of the city year-round. And one of the ways we wanted to compare that there was an actual a decrease to the population is looking at solid waste pickups. And there was quite a big difference between the March and August pickups when we would see seasonal visitors heading home. So this particular quarter is pretty unique in the city. If you look along the center line, where you see a great percentage of red, that is retail. Now, in many other areas of the city, retail is at the power quarters, or the power corners of intersections, whereas this particular corridor, the retail stretches along the whole length of the road. A lot more single residence homes, and these are generally mobile home lots in many areas of the city. A lot less vacant space. This is more of a developed area, but a lot less office and other types of employment. So Main Street land use is generally older, and it's highway strip commercial. History of the area, which I'm relatively new to the state, only been here about 10 years, but a lot of the traffic used to go along Main Street, so that allowed for more retail along the whole corridor. There's a higher percentage of single residential homes as compared to some of the other cities, but a lot of it is around RV and manufactured homes. 30% of manufactured homes are in this corridor. The percentage of multi-residents and retail is very similar to the Southern Avenue corridor, but double both the city as a whole and McKellips. So there's also a lower percentage of vacant space and a low percentage of vacant land. And out of 138 acres total, 85 acres is zoned limited commercial. So if we take a look at just one of those components and look at single residence land use, you will see that in this corridor, high, huge percentage of mobile homes as compared to the rest of the city. Now, if we take a look at the businesses themselves, we wanted to look specifically at what the vacancies were in the corridor. The database that we used for that is CoStar, which is a database that's used by professional real estate brokers and whatnot. So this particular slide just shows what the actual vacancies are. In some areas, they have a higher square footage vacancy. The larger the bubble, the higher the square foot vacancy. But we wanted to compare that to what is actually occupied. Now, the caveat to this data is this only reflects what is actually in CoStar. So if there is a particular parcel or building that is vacant but is not listed in CoStar, it doesn't show up on here. So this doesn't necessarily reflect the whole reality of the area, but it gets us close enough where we can start doing some analysis. So utilizing CoStar, the vacancy rate is only reported at 9%. So blue on this slide represents what is occupied, and yellow is what is available. So a little bit surprising from what you see just driving down the street. We also wanted to look at some of the large employers that are in the area. This gives you a good spread across the whole corridor. As the bubbles get lighter, that represents a higher employment. So the icons themselves show, and it's a little bit hard to see, but when there's an actual icon that has 100 or more employees. So some of the large employers are the Earnhardt RV Sales, Fry's Food, obviously Banner, the hospitals, and a few other the medical institutions out there. So it's a pretty good spread of employment along the corridor. We also wanted to take a look at employment history over a period of time. So we looked at 2007, which is before the recession hit, and we had employment on our top 10 employers of 3,252. Compare that today, we've actually had a significant amount of growth. Our top 10 employers now represent 4,200 jobs, largely due to the medical facilities that we have along the Power Road. If we look at the Southern Avenue corridor and McKellips, they actually experienced job loss, and that job loss, as well as number of business loss. Whereas this corridor had a overall growth of 23%, 33% of that was reflected in the amount of new jobs at the Banner facilities. So Main Street employment is predominantly medical use related. Their population is about, their employment population is over 5,000 employees in this particular sector. Overall employment is up, whereas I mentioned before, down in other corridors. There's a lot more retail along this corridor, but it generally is smaller operations as compared to the other two corridors. And we don't see real breadth of other types of industries in that area. There's less professional, scientific, and technical employers in this region versus the other two study areas that we have. And Main Street also does not have significant tax generators like other corridors in the city. Instead of being in actual corridors, it's spread out along the whole area. The primary tax generators are RV sales, grocery, and Home Depot. And we also have seen a decline consistent with the rest of the city in the amount of tax revenue that's been generated in this corridor. So if we look citywide in March of 2014 and compare it to August of 14, we do see a reduction in the amount of tax collection. So that's consistent with the other areas of the city. So in summary, this corridor is unique. It has two separate anchors. On the eastern end, we've got medical, which is bordered by the Banner facilities and all the other support facilities over there. And then on the western anchor, we're going to have the terminus of the light rail. So what it has been proposed at internal discussions is really build on those two anchors. So working with Banner and some of the other medical facilities to see how we can increase the cluster in that region, and then how can we best leverage the terminus of the light rail to the west. And one of the ideas is to develop a zoning overlay that would encourage some more diversity in the middle of this section, whether it's consolidating some of the retail, adding additional types of housing, redeveloping those areas that maybe are currently mobile homes into other areas or some of the older retail establishments. So with that, I'd be happy to answer any questions and take some direction from the City Council.
Thank you very much, Andrew. Questions? To me, I think you're one of the things you said kind of summed it up. This kind of confirms what we thought we already knew. It is kind of generally consistent with my understanding of that area. It's interesting. I was interested to know that Mesa, on the average, we have a lower than average age for the city of Mesa. I think one of the stereotypes is that we are East Main, that we're a retirement-dominated community, but that's just not the case citywide, but it appears to certainly be the case on that stretch, so it makes a lot of sense. Mr. Venter, please.
I represent this area, or most of it, and then Councilmember Glover. So in looking, what I've been hoping, and when I meet with residents out there and with the staff, is that we come up with some pretty innovative ideas, different ways of doing things. Those trailer parks that we talk about are manufacturing home communities. We have some really nice ones that are pretty dynamic and updated, and then we have some that are really growing old. These trailers are in the 50, built in the 50s and 60s, and are becoming really dangerous. And so I'm hoping somebody, I read in online, they have a new product out there. It's kind of the mini home. I every time I see John or someone, I say, hey, we have got to come up with something that's going to go differently in these communities that might, I know back in the South and the East, they're looking at some products, maybe 600 square feet, but a product that can be built off-site or on-site and done. There's got to be some new and different ideas, because what we have is a really aging population there. They're on Social Security. Their trailers are paid for, but they have no way to maintain or update them. They're barely making the payment on the rent space that's there. And what I'm finding out there, is the folks are just walking. They're going into some sort of assisted living or other, and then the parks are sitting there with these units. And we've actually had the nonprofits like Boeing and others going to try and rehabilitate some of these older structures to see if they can get folks in it. We've had some discussion about West Main and some of those things happening. That is a snapshot of where this is going. And somebody needs to get proactive and do something on those trailers. And then on the commercial space, the old US 60, what I was worried about, these are wonderful studies. they encompassed in. So Banner is amazing what they do. Great community partners. Love having them. But if you, almost in a stone's throw, if you look over onto Main Street, we have quite a different dynamic going on there. So what I was hoping and trying to challenge planning is, obviously retail is not working there anymore. Is there some sort of flexible zoning that might get something else there that's still compatible, doesn't intrude with noises or anything? And we've had some discussion on council, but still give those property owners some options to do something different. And so that's what I'm hoping is I keep pushing and saying, please come up with something neat, because I think you can take the same study, and sorry to go on my soapbox here, and go into any other parts of the city, Broadway Road, West Broadway Road, other of these, and say, okay, those giant big boxes that have been there for 15 years and are not being utilized, they're sitting vacant, they may need some other zoning, some other something, whatever the tools the city can do to get something going there. And so I'm pushing as hard as I can to say, hey, ingenuity, innovation, think outside the box, whatever we can do. And this study is wonderful. I'm glad we've done it, and I hope we get. So that when I see the proposals, I'm hoping to get drill it down a little bit more and maybe do something more there. But thanks, Mayor.
Mr. Mayor, Councilman Finter, absolutely. This was our first look, and I think the intent of what we're kind of starting for the overlay, it will address just that. So we wanted to make sure that we were going in the right direction, and that the city council was okay with us going down that direction. So that will be the next step.
Great. Yeah, I just say amen to what Alex said. Last Sunday, I attended church at the St. Mark's Lutheran Church, located right in the heart of this area. And the pastor's comment, I was there because there was a new congregation that was sharing space in that church. And he was saying, this is a reflection of the changing demographics in our area. Traditionally, we've been a kind of a snowbird church. And during the winter months, you know, we're full to capacity. In the summer months, we kind of get by. So people are changing. The folks that used to come out for the mobile homes during the wintertime aren't coming. They want to own their own home. They want a different lifestyle. So the way people retire nowadays is changing, and I think it's not too early. In fact, it's maybe right on time for us to start thinking about what the next East Main area is going to be, because it's not going to be retirement mobile homes, I think, going for, you know, in the long term. So I endorse what you're doing and look forward to getting more as you flesh this idea out.
Okay, great.
Thank you. Any other comments, Council? Thank you for the presentation, gentlemen. Next item is information regarding job order contracting projects. Council, any questions? If not, next item is to acknowledge receipts of minutes from various boards and committees. Mr. Richards?
I was wondering if we could pull the Economic Development Advisory Board minutes. There's only 3 pages of a 6-page memo on those minutes. For some reason, there's every other page is missing. So, like page 1, 3, and 5 are there, but 2, 4, and 6 are not. So, if we could
put them on the next agenda,
yeah,
we'll
get the full
agenda
copy. And make sure that we get the full copy. Thank you.
Great. Thank you for noticing that. With that exception, then, I'd entertain a motion to approve the other minutes.
Yeah,
3A. Just 3A. Oh, 3A. Okay. So, a motion on 3A. Second. All in favor, please say aye.
Aye.
Thank you. The motion passes. Next item is to hear reports on meetings or conferences attended. Council, any comments since we've met last, just a few days ago? If not, the next item is scheduling of meetings and general information. Ms. Kent.
Thank you, Mayor and Council. Quite a busy weekend ahead of us. So we have this Friday, tomorrow, we have the Vice Mayor Kavanaugh and Councilmember Richens will be hosting coffee with the council members from 7:30 to 8:30 at the new Sheraton at Wrigleyville West, which is 860 North Riverview. And then on Saturday at 11:30, we have the dedication ceremony for the Mesa Aquatics Complex at 1630 East Southern. And then on Monday, you should have received an invitation. The new Sheraton again at Wrigleyville West will be hosting a grand opening celebration. And that will be from 5 to 8. And then Councilmember Luna and Councilmember Thompson have a free water safety and swim event on Wednesday from 5 to 7 at Shepherd Aquatics Complex at 1407 North Alta Mesa Drive. And then we have study session next Thursday at 7:30.
Great. Thank you. I got to say, I'm excited for the new swimming pool opening.
Yes.
I think everyone will be. That for those who may be watching at home, you may have noticed this great swimming pool that's been the City of Mesa's ninth swimming pool will be dedicated this Saturday. It's in the in front of Mesa High School. It's not your garden variety swimming pool. It will have a lot of water features, including a lazy river, which I think is going to be just a real hit for families this summer. So that's this Saturday, and then every Saturday going forward. School's out, so the pools will be open. So go give it a try. Oh, school's out today. That's right. Today's the last day. All right. Thank you, Ms. Kent. If there's nothing else, Council, I'd entertain a motion to adjourn. All in favor, please say aye.
Aye.
Thank you. We are adjourned.